This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg, my colleague. He's in London. He writes political economics for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He's a member of the editorial board. And we're observing life in London in the rains. We can hope that this lifts the wheat color of the parks of London into the brilliant green that I witnessed watching the Prime Minister make her way, the new Prime Minister make her way from the airport to make remarks to the United Kingdom about her new cabinet and her new goals. Joe, I want to make mention of Boris Johnson here, not because it easily fits into Liz Truss's challenges, but because there was a twist. First, he compared himself to a booster rocket that does the hard work of lifting off the payload. And then when it reaches a certain altitude, it falls back into the sea. Very nice. And then he added, like Cincinnatus, I will return to my plow. Now, my reading of Cincinnatus is this is the man, legend has it, that Rome called upon to defend it when it was at an existential risk and then went back to his plow, perhaps to be called again. So, do you measure that Boris Johnson right now is planning a return to the premiership? Certainly, those are loud hints in the columns from London. You were very keen all through the winter, to my surprise, to say Boris Johnson is leaving. You were right, Joe. Boris Johnson has left. But what is your measure of him making a comeback? He is an unusual actor.
John, I don't want to tempt fate by making a second prediction, because I think getting one right is unusual enough for a journalist. But I do think that what's going on here is that clearly there is still a Boris constituency, especially among the rank and file of the Conservative Party. He always had this dynamic where he was much more popular with the ordinary grassroots members of the party out in the country than he was with Conservative members of Parliament, even though many of those MPs owed their job to him after the 2019 election that he won by such a wide margin. So we've found ourselves in this situation with him making his exit because his members of Parliament pushed him out of the window late last spring, early summer. But, you know, if it had been up to the party membership, they wouldn't necessarily have wanted him to come back. Who knows if he then harbors some hope that this dynamic might create an opening for him to return. He could just as easily decide that he doesn't now want to be responsible for solving so many of the problems that, if we're honest, he helped to create himself with his policies.
So what we have then is to be continued. He has committed himself to making a great deal of money. And I'm told he's going to write the classic little scholarly book that he never got to in his premiership. He has plans. He will be speaking worldwide. He's an extremely fetching individual as a scholar, but as a politician, unusual. Whenever he does that Iliad in the original Greek, Joe, I stop thinking. I just sit there and go, gosh. All right, now we come to Liz Truss, the new premier, in the rains. I noted, Joe and I exchanged thoughts the other day, that the night before or the night of, no, it was the night before Liz Truss won the Conservative polling to be the new premier. This was not a national vote. This was a poll within the Conservative Party. I think there were 174,000, my memory, something like that, eligible. And 80% plus voted. And she won fairly, very convincingly, although they're always fussy about numbers. Wasn't as big as, and then they name precedent. But I don't know the premiership enough. Anyway, the night before, there were 36,000 lightning bolts. Who counts lightning bolts? Only the Met, the British-based weather service. 36,000 lightning bolts. And I thought, this is King Lear. This is a storm. Joe, do you remember being awakened by the lightning bolts and the thunder in London?
Well, I mean, we've definitely had some storms going on around here. But if you wanted a bad portent for a new premiership, I think that what's going on with the energy prices is probably even worse than the weather. I mean, talk about dark storm clouds. The way, you know, the depth of the energy price crisis that the government's going to have to deal with, both for households and for businesses, is so so big that you wonder why anyone even wanted the job of prime minister to have to deal with it.
Yes, I want to correct the record for those who take notes. It was 172,437 eligible, an 82.6% turnout. And Liz Truss won with 81,326 votes. Rishi Sunak, the former chancellor, had 60,399. It went to Liz Truss the day after the lightning bolts. Joseph Sternberg, he's a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's based in the now rainy London. And the grass will get green again for the beautiful fall. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.